Okay. So this is what's called an emotional diffusion exercise. It's known by the acronym STOP, S-T-T-O-P. So first what I'd like you to do is make yourself comfortable, uncross your legs and arms, find a comfy spot for your head. And for the first few moments, I want you to just focus on your breathing. Breathe nice and deep and slow. In through your nose, nice and slow. Take in deep, deep breath into seven. And then exhaling out through your mouth, all the way out to 11. And if it's more comfortable for you to breathe in and out through your mouth, that's okay too. It's whatever is relaxing and soothing to you. So if you're breathing in through your mouth, just breathe in nice and deep and slow, focusing all your attention on the movement of the air as you breathe in, filling your lungs and your chest with nourishing oxygen. And then as you slowly breathe out, just allow your shoulders to drop down, allow your jaw to relax, your hands release, and just really focus on the sensation of just letting go, relaxing, letting the stress release as you breathe out, letting your whole body settle down, with every exhalation just relaxing more and more. So as I explain the exercise, just continue to focus on your breathing, that nice, long, slow inhalation and exhalation, just letting go of tension, tightness, just letting go of sadness, frustration, overwhelm, just letting it all out. So diffusion is simply the act of separating yourself from distressing thoughts, feelings, and urges. Thoughts such as, this will never change, this is pointless, this is useless. Feelings such as overwhelm, sadness, insignificance, frustration, and the urge, perhaps the behavior to yell, to scream, to avoid, to pull away. Those are the distressing thoughts, feelings, and urges from which over practice you can learn to separate from. Diffusion is simply separating. Learn to notice these distressing thoughts and feelings, to take a step back from them so that you can observe them, understand them, appreciate them, allow them to be there without believing, without responding, without becoming overwhelmed by them, so that we're less habitual, less automatic in our thinking, less automatic in our responding, and less automatic in our feeling. We can interject more choice. And when we look at the amygdala, the emotional processing parts of the brain, interjecting a 90-second pause is the single most important thing anyone can do to interrupt habitual ways of responding, thinking, and feeling. So as you take a long, slow, deep breath in and out, I'd like you to give mind to a recent situation that was distressing for you, or perhaps one that's upcoming that is distressing for you, where you might be triggered by old habitual ways of thinking, responding, reacting, where you might find yourself quickly flooded, overwhelmed, or hijacked by emotions, thoughts, urges. So just either bring to mind a recent past situation or an upcoming situation, and just bring it back to mind. Either remember what triggered you or what you would trigger you in the future. Something someone would say or do, or not say or not do. Or perhaps something you would think in response to something they would say or do or not say or not do. Remember what you would feel or anticipate, do, remember and anticipate where it might happen, who or what might be there, what time of day it did or would occur. So try to remember all the details. It's important throughout the exercise you don't try to push down any distressing thoughts and feelings. Allow them to come up so that we can work through them. So taking a moment as you continue to breathe nice and deep and slow, bring up all the details or imagine, anticipate the details. Good. Now the first step in stop, STTOP, is whenever you find yourself flooded with emotion, anger, sadness, overwhelm, despair, hopelessness, whatever it may be, the most important thing you must do when you feel the urge to withdraw, what I call turtle, avoid or yell or scream or respond or say something back that may or may not be helpful to the situation in that moment, in the way you are tempted to do or say it. The most important thing to do is to stop. That's what the S in stop stands for. Interject that pause. Stop. And the second step, the T, the first T, is to take some long, slow, deep breaths in. Breathe in nice and deep and slow, into 7, out to 11, even if you have to temporarily take yourself out of the situation. The most important thing to do is to stop and take some long, slow, deep breaths. It's when you take these long, slow, deep breaths in to 7, out to 11, you unhook yourself from any habitual ways of responding. You get off the automatic pilot and you interject some choice, some ability to respond in a different way that would meet your needs, meet your goals in a way that would be more effective. So taking some long, slow, deep breaths in and out. It may be a set of 10, maybe a few breaths, 2 sets of 10, 3 sets of 10, whatever required to get the emotions down to a 5 or below on a scale of 1 to 10. When emotions are below a 5, we can think reflexively. We can think about things from different perspectives. We can think more logically. We can be better in touch with our emotions, understand what we're feeling, why we're feeling it. We can better understand what urges we have to do or not do. We can better understand what we're thinking and what we're feeling in our body. When we pause, when we stop, when we breathe, we can better get in touch with what exactly is happening in that moment. Interjecting that pause gives us choice. So when you think about this situation, I want you to give thought to, if it were in the past, at what juncture you could have paused and how you would have done it. If you would have left the room or just asked for a moment, letting them know you're getting upset, just turning around, and just focusing on your breath and not paying attention to any additional words that might be spoken. But just taking all the time you need, either in the same space or moving to a different space. Think about how you could have interjected that pause, or if it's a future situation, how you might interject that pause. Just take a moment to strategize on what's going to work for you. And the third step is once you've taken enough breaths to get you down to a 5 or below, the third step in the second T is to take notice of what exactly is going through your mind. What exactly are the thoughts you're having about them, about you, about the situation, about the future? Take notice of what you're feeling. Put some words to the emotions. Get underneath the anger. Feeling sad, frustrated, overwhelmed, hopeless, discouraged, feeling insignificant, dismissed, minimized. Are you beating yourself up? Are you criticizing yourself? So to take notice of what you're thinking about you, about the situation, about the future, about the past, about what you want most desperately. Take notice of what you're feeling and put a word to it. Because when you can identify the most relevant emotion, you get to the solution more readily. What are the many emotions you're experiencing, and what is the most powerful emotion? Often the toughest to acknowledge. How are you experiencing this in your body? Is it in your chest, in your tummy, in your head, in your jaw, in your shoulders? What is it you want to do? If you could do anything, what is it you want to do most? What is the strongest urge you have? Where does that urge come from? Take notice too of what the exact trigger is. Was the trigger inside of you or outside of you? What were the exact words that triggered you? The exact expression, exact response. What exactly triggered you? So taking notice of the exact thoughts going through your head, and of the many thoughts, the more damning ones. Take notice too of what you're feeling and put a word to it. And what is the most devastating, powerful emotion of all of them? What is the urge that you have to do or to not do? How are you experiencing this in your body? Where do you feel it, so you can get better attuned to the emotional connection and how it somatizes in your body? If it's insignificance, where do you feel that? Where do you feel that smallness? And take notice of what your urge is. And would it be really advantageous in this moment, in this situation? Would it best meet your needs? Would it get you what you want? So that's the S-T-T. The O, the next step, is I want you to observe what happens as you take a long, slow, deep breath in. And as you exhale, you observe what happens as you take notice of your feelings. So as you're exhaling, I observe the feeling of, take another long, slow, deep breath in. I observe the feeling of, I observe the feeling of, and let it go. Let that feeling float off, drift away, separate from your body. And again, more long, slow, deep breaths in. and out, I observe the thought of and imagine the words just floating away as you exhale. I observe the thought of, then just let it go. I observe the thought of, exhale and let it go. I observe the sensation in my body of, and let it go. Let it dissipate, dissolve, disintegrate, wash down and out the tips of your toes. I observe the sensation in my body of, and let that tightness, overwhelm, heaviness, smallness, just begin to lessen, to fade away, roll down and out the tips of your toes, float off with every exhalation. I observe the feeling in my body of, and doing the same thing for that urge, I observe the urge to do or to not do. And let it go. Recognizing how it may or may not serve you well. I observe the urge to do or to not do. And I observe the trigger, the original trigger, either internal, external, what specifically triggered you? Was it something from the past, here and now, something you were thinking, something in the expression, something in the words? And let that trigger go. I observe the trigger of, and one more time. And the P and stop. Whenever you find yourself triggered, overwhelmed, the P is to plan to respond in a way that is better in keeping for what you need. So that could be how to ask for what you need, what you want, to specify that, to plan to validate yourself and respond to yourself with more compassion, more caring, more validation, recognizing you have the right to think and feel, respond in the way you do. It doesn't need to be externally validated, objectified, proven. And you have the ability to question your thoughts and feelings, your urges. Only you. You have the ability to evaluate whether it serves you and what you need in that moment. You have the ability to ask for what you need. So the P is to plan to respond in a way that better meets your needs. To do one thing opposite to what you may have done in the past. Regardless of how scary, frightening, vulnerable it may make you. So plan to respond in a way that better meets your needs than may be opposite to how you may have responded in the past. And the other part of peace, plan to respond in a way that's more compassionate, understanding, validating of your own needs, your own wants, your own aspirations, your own values. So just take a moment in this situation that you envision to think about how you could respond in a way that better meets your needs, perhaps opposite to what you may have done in the past. and how you may respond in a way that shows yourself more compassion, validation, caring, and understanding. So just take a moment to reflect on that. And you may simply come up with one thing you try, and then you may try it and think about how you do it slightly differently next time, continuing to look at different ways. Not so to perfect anything, but simply to grow and to challenge yourself. So just to recap, whenever you feel yourself flooded, overwhelmed, triggered in a way that you're tempted to respond as you may have in the past, you follow a simple five-step process. You stop, take some long deep breaths, as many as you need, in to 7, out to 11. Take notice of what you're thinking, what you're feeling, put a word to it. Take notice of how you're feeling that in your body, your somatic experience. Take notice of what your urge is, and take notice of what you need and what triggered you. Observe what happens as you breathe in, taking notice of your thoughts, your feelings, one by one, doing it 3 times, blowing it away, separating yourself from it. And lastly, the P is to plan to respond in a way that is perhaps opposite to what you may have done in the past, but also shows yourself more compassion, kindness, and validation. So that can be an exercise that you practice with or without the recording, in a washroom, just separately, wherever you need privacy, to step through mentally or with the recording the different steps. And you'll find more and more as you engage this process, you'll feel less overwhelmed and better able to advocate for yourself and ask for what you need. So just take a moment to return back to the room around you.